Blog Talk Radio.
Hour. I am your host, Tanisha Smart. The Smart Hour is a talk show that cuts through the noise of media and what we're programmed to believe to get to the truth of what really is. Here, me and my guests address issues that plague us and attempt to strip away reality and truth. So the Smart Hour is real talk with the real people. So, my listeners, I have a question for you. If you could make a difference in the world, what would it be? Tonight, the Smart Hour will have a panel discussion with women that are active in the world and making a difference in the areas that they are most passionate about. I'm so very excited about my guest tonight, and I can't wait to introduce them to you. But before I do that, let's enjoy a quick song break, just a portion, because I do want to have enough time to talk tonight. So we'll enjoy a quick song break before we dive into tonight's discussion, and I will introduce our guests when we come back. Let's listen to India Arie, Because I Am a Queen. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Girl from your video, my worth is not determined by the price of my clothes. No matter what I'm
Yes, yes, yes. I love this song by India Arie. Thank you so much for staying tuned to the Smart Hour. Again, this is your sister, Tanisha Smart. Before the break, I told you I would introduce our guest of the hour. And yes, I am going to say it again. I am excited about tonight's show. Tonight, we have nothing but royalty on the show. I will give you a brief bio of them, but as they speak, I want to give them the liberty to tell you what state they represent. I had to shorten these bios just a bit because my sisters are about business. I could spend the whole hour telling you about them as opposed to having them speak, but we want to hear what they have to say. So I'll just give a brief bio. We have Keisha Jones People, whose platform is Spiritual Empowerment Through Testimony, or SET, moving people to a point of telling their life story to help others live a more successful spiritual life is her passion. In everyday life, she is a model and drives an 18-wheeler. I loved it. We have Samantha Alexis Richardson, whose platform is Autism Awareness. Samantha has a powerful testimony as to why her platform is Autism Awareness, and I will just wait and allow her to share that when she speaks. But she has over 20 years experience in the medical field that has helped her to understand her true purpose, and that is to help others. She also works as an entertainer and production manager with Miss Pumpkin Productions. Her true ambition in life is to not let adversities block the path of success in achieving her goals. We have Queen Amelia Edwards, and she is all about the prevention and awareness of verbal and emotional abuse. Promotion of healthy communication between individuals is her personal testimony and platform. And being a national pageant queen is a childhood dream of hers, in which Amelia believes it is never too late to pursue your dream. We have the doctor in the house, Dr. Jatea, and I hope I'm pronouncing my sister's name correctly, Wiley. She currently works as an information technology specialist. However, she feels that it is not her God-given purpose and is working on a 2-year plan to leave the corporate world and step out on faith. She has a bachelor's in technology with a concentration on web design. She has gone on to earn her master's degree in technology. Jatea also has the doctorate of philosophy in human letters from CICA International University and Seminary. She has expertise in network marketing, public speaking, and social media. Her platform is Alive on Purpose, a nonprofit agency dedicated to the promotion of life by finding help for people struggling with depression, trauma, and suicide. And then last, but of course not least, we have Megan Lawrence in the house. Megan is currently in school to receive her master's degree in public administration, but will be attending law school in the fall. Megan believes if you want success, you must first be educated. She became a teacher last year, and when Megan is not teaching or in school, she enjoys spending time with her little sisters who were adopted through foster care. Because of that, she found a passion to help children in foster care and became a volunteer for an organization called CASA, which is also her platform. CASA is a nonprofit organization that focuses on being a voice and advocate for children in foster. So let me bring my sisters on. Hi, Queen.
Hello.
I am so excited to have you guys on. Oh my goodness, because I love girl talk. So I can get a bit carried away. I always run over my hour almost on the Smart Hour. So I'm gonna try to be disciplined tonight. There's a lot of women on the line. So how are you, ladies?
I'm great.
Blessed.
Good. Blessed.
Still winning. Good. Okay. Well, to start, let's just have a fun roll call. This way, when you speak, you don't have to continue to mention what state you represent and what your platform is. So I'll just call your name. You tell us what state you represent, and I've already mentioned your platforms. Okay. So let's start with Keisha Jones People.
Yes, ma'am.
Keisha.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, tell us your
platform.
Tell us what state you represent.
The state I represent is the great state of Alabama. I am Mrs. Alabama Plus America 2015.
Yes, ma'am. And Samantha, tell us who you represent.
Oh, yes, I'm representing the golden state of sunny California.
Mrs. Okay. California.
Okay, Mrs. California Plus America 2015. Amelia, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I represent I represent the beautiful state of Louisiana. I'm Miss Louisiana Plus America 2015.
Great. Okay. And Detay, am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is it Detay or Detaya? Please correct me.
Detaya. You said it right the first time. It's Detaya. Yes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're good.
But I got my notes here, so I will not mess that up. So,
you're fine.
Who you're representing?
The snowy Buckeye state of Ohio. I am Ms. Ohio Plus America 2015.
Yay. Okay. And then Ms. Megan, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Megan Lawrence, Miss Louisiana 2015. Hello.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. So now everybody knows what state you represent, and we're just going to dive into these platforms because I am a cheerleader for purpose. I believe that we were all created with for a reason. He fashioned us and created us the way he did for a reason. And again, I'm not going to talk long, but because I want our listeners to hear from each of you and about your passion and your platform and why you chose that platform. I believe that we all have a story. I will say that I know that the Miss Plus America pageant provides the opportunity for many women, us in the curvy community, and I love my curves. I love being like, I don't want to be skinny. I don't know about anybody else, but I love being curvy, and I love the fact that this pageant supersedes and just surpasses the boxed mentality of what beauty is. It doesn't matter about the size. That beauty really radiates from within. So when we talk about the platforms that we all serve in, and tonight we're going to talk about yours, I will ask, what made you choose the platform that you chose? So let's start right there, and we'll start with Amelia, because I'm just going to bounce around with you guys. So Amelia, tell us about prevention and awareness of verbal and emotional abuse. Can you tell us more about that platform and why you chose it?
Yes, I chose the platform because being a victim of mental and verbal abuse for many years, when I discovered the definitions of it and, what it's all about, I immediately noticed that I was a victim. And for a long time growing up, you know, I would hear negative things from family and from kids at school. And I just want to let little girls and boys out there know that, you know, it's all about what you believe you are for yourself, not what anybody says about you, not what anybody thinks about you. You have to define yourself for yourself.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's what it's about. And, yeah, basically it goes a little bit further than bullying. It's really about communication within families. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
For a long time, for instance, my father says things to me like, big girl, you know? And with that comes, it's something negative, but to him it's a term of endearment. But growing up from a child, you know, it's words hurt, basically.
Yes.
That's all. Words hurt.
Yes, they do. That is so powerful, Amelia. And I'm an active listener, so you will hear me saying yes. I'll try to keep that to a minimum. But that is
that's
powerful. That's so powerful, and it's so true. I mean, we were always taught when we grew up, you know, that, you know, of course, that little saying, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words never hurt. But that's not true. Words do hurt, and it does take, I believe, taking those things and allowing them to be stepping stones and using them as ammunition to get over that and even to pour into other people. So that's phenomenal. I applaud your platform. So, Jetea, let's talk about your platform, Alive on Purpose. Can you tell us more about that platform and why you chose it?
Absolutely. I just want to piggyback and say Alive on Purpose is an organization that is dedicated to helping young teens and young adults to have the proper tools necessary to deal with depression and suicidal thoughts. And a lot of the children who are a part of the program have tried to commit suicide. So that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Actually, I feel that sticks and stones hurt a little bit less than those words. So the words do so much damage to people's self-esteem, to their self-value, to their self-worth. And if you don't have the proper tools, it can lead to something, you know, pretty serious like depression or suicide.
Oh, girl, that now that's powerful for a number of reasons to me, because as a mom, I actually found a suicide letter. And so I believe part of my platform is anti-bullying. So I have a platform that delves into different arenas, but part of my platform is anti-bullying. And I believe that we are such a reactive society instead of being proactive. And it's when a child does try to commit suicide or does actually commit suicide that people wake up and say, okay, hey, let's do something. But your platform is so phenomenal. And so what is it that really drove you to doing it? Did you have a personal experience, or was it just seeing that there was a need for it?
Well, you know, growing up, I was the only African-American in all Caucasian schools, so I definitely was bullied all of my childhood life and was very alone. And although I never actually tried to commit suicide, I would oftentimes just pray for God to go ahead and make it end. But what caused me to do this particular platform, my brother-in-law and father-in-law both passed away due to suicide. So it's very important for me to just kind of let people know that there are resources that can help. And I think if more people are aware that there's, you know, numbers to call, places to go, people to see that might help them, I just feel like if I could save one life, then the crown and the sash is well worth it.
Yes, ma'am. I love that. I love your passion for it and even the reason behind it. I believe it's with any of us to have a platform that is something that happened or something that drove us to that. And that's such a powerful testimony for you yourself to have gone through it, and then for your family members, for you to have, you know, your family members to be victims, if you will, of something that you are now looking to overturn and prevent, you know, those things from happening again. I will say in that case, like, my younger sister passed away, and we found out after she died that she was a cutter, Jatea. So it's like my aunt found a letter and found out she was depressed because my mom had passed. But it wasn't, even though it wasn't the cutting that took her, it was something mental as far as the depression. And, you know, it could have been just the trauma, if you will, from my mother passing away with us being so young, that drove her to do that. You are in a platform and making people aware that there is help, that you can win if you don't quit. And just to be that advocate for that is phenomenal. Thank you so much for what you do in your platform. That is awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Miss Peoples, are you there? And you all, please forgive me because my show is very laid back. I could be like Harvard and be real stuffy, but I would prefer, especially with a lot of women, I would prefer that we be laid back and just have a conversational tone. So hopefully that's okay with everybody here. But let's see here. So Miss Peoples, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss People, please tell us about your platform, the Spiritual Empowerment Through Testimony. Tell us about that platform and why you chose it.
I chose that platform because, as you would listen to the other ladies, I'd be kind of like the black sheep of the family. I haven't gone to college. I'm that traditional woman who's been the single mom. I've raised kids, and that gives other ladies who look at MPA or ALMPA another way of looking at, hey, she's like me, because I don't come from that background, but I'm still here. God saw to leave me here. And I was I got pregnant at 17. I had my baby when I was 18. I was out of my mom's house when I was 19. So I've had kind of the, a lot of people say the hard knock life. I've been through that, but I've gone through things in my life. At 13, I experienced rape, but having to bounce back from that, nobody gives you a book to tell you what to do or how to do. So there are a lot of things that spiraled out of control in my life, but God still got me here to be able to tell my story. And that's why I encourage people, tell your story. It's hard to tell it because you have to be accountable, you have to be vulnerable, and you have to just bear your soul. But the thing about it, in bearing your soul, it allows you to get that healing. So I hear myself in bits and pieces in some of the other ladies, and that's why I chose this platform, because it all ties back in to spirituality. It doesn't matter which way you go with it. It doesn't matter what direction it turns. Everything in our lives ties back into our spirituality. That's why I chose that platform. So I, anytime I talk to anybody, whether it's in the truck stop or whether it's in the grocery store, people just walk up to me and they begin to talk to me. I don't know why, and I used to be like, God, I'm tired. Turn that off. But I learned that in the book, it tells you that you entertain angels unaware. So you never know what somebody needs. I could have met your sister that day. Being that she was a cutter, she may have come out and told me that. I could have told her my story, which helped change her life. So that's why I'm rooted in my platform. My life is my platform, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. And it goes from being a little kid all the way up to being an adult. You got to have it in you to encourage other people. And being that my platform, I feel, is so powerful because God let me be here amongst all my beautiful sisters, coming out of the streets, coming from being not so heavily educated and matriculated, I'm still here. So that's the core of me, that's the core of who I am, and that's why I chose my platform.
Yeah, that is powerful. And, of course, I have something to say about your platform, too. Thank you for doing what you do, because, like you said, it does take a vulnerability, and we have to be just open to God using us, and even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's unpopular, it's like sometimes, you know, we're put in those positions where we have to just bear all, and that very thing is the very words that are spoken, the very hug that God uses us to give could be something that could save someone's life or shift their entire day. So I totally understand where you're coming from with that platform. I applaud your platform and see that it's very necessary, not that you need me to tell you that. And when it comes to, I noticed you mentioned education. You're very welcome. But I noticed you mentioned education more than once and not being heavily educated. I'm not either. However, I applaud every woman that is educated, because I believe that God has different roles for us, going back to what I said in the beginning, that he has a purpose for all of us. And there are some people that love to learn. There are some people that love to do other things. However, when it comes to the anointing, whether, and this is just something that I found, when it comes to the anointing, we can be, it doesn't matter if we're educated or not, our identity is what I found, is really in Christ. So if you are a teacher, or if you are in college, or if you are driving trucks like you do, or modeling and ripping a runway, it is his anointing that will draw people and that will break yokes and destroy yokes. And that's ultimately what our purpose is, to walk in that anointing and walk in what he's called us to. So I applaud your platform. Thank you for what you do, Miss Peoples. I want to, before I go to the next queen, tell me about this 18-wheeler. So you drive an 18-wheeler. That is so phenomenal to me.
Yes, ma'am. I'm at work right now. I'm like, okay, I know I'm around the shop. There's a whole lot of knocking and banging, but I'm hoping the ladies can hear me. But, yes, I do. I've been under the wheel 12 years. I've been with Avery Express and dedicated parts for Mercedes for 9. So I juggle all this at one time, and that ain't nothing but
Oh, my goodness. That's phenomenal. That is so awesome to me. Well, thank you so much for sharing your platform. So we will move to Miss Samantha. Miss Samantha Alexis Richardson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you, dear heart?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good and tired with a smile.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to the Smart Hour. I appreciate the sacrifice of each of you, you know, for taking time out of your day to talk to us about your passion and really helping our listeners to understand how important purpose is. So talk to us about your platform and why you chose that platform.
Okay. Well, my platform is autism awareness, you know, raising awareness through not only just education, but through personal experience. Let me tell you what autism is. It's pretty much a condition. I like to say neurological condition rather than mental condition because that just sounds so much better because it does affect the brain and how we communicate. Mm-hmm. You know, it usually happens at an early age and someone's childhood, and it affects communication and also forming relationships, you know, with other people. And I chose my platform because I have twin sons, and they both have autism spectrum disorder. Both twins, I did not know they had autism until I started to notice differences when the boys turned about two. Because usually, you know, during child development, they start talking. So my boys weren't talking, and they also, you know, pointed, and the biggest thing, they weren't talking, and then the eating habits. You know, usually with autism, there's a lot of different behavioral difficulties that people have as of aggression, compulsive behavior. You know, it's a lot of crying. There's so many. I can name 1,000. But the boys went through, you know, testing immediately. It's very hard, and what I like to do is tell people, go out and, you know, discuss with people what they can do to, you know, live with it, not to feel like they failed as a parent, you know, because it's not you. I've done a lot of research with, I do work with the Autism Speaks organization, but I have done a lot of independent things as a lot more research. Because of my background in internal medicine as well, I've researched with alternative pediatricians that, you know, vitamin D deficiency, they're actually linking that with autism. And I had no D in my body. I found that out way too late, of course. Now it is actually a protocol for men and women before preconception to get tested for D. And we raised a whole lot of awareness just walking around just every festival, everywhere I could go with information pamphlets that I made myself to tell people, please get tested for D. Also other antioxidants called glutathione, a lack of that in your body, which protects the immune system. Is actually, they're linking it to a cause. You know, I didn't have that. That wasn't a protocol when I got pregnant. There's not. I found out there's not enough D in prenatal vitamins as well. So now there's a lot of things that are changing, things that I went out of my way to find out because I wasn't satisfied. And so, you know, what happens is when you're told that your child has autism, and what I've experienced and what a lot of ladies have experienced, or husbands or dads, you know, single dads, sometimes it's a lot to take. What I want to instill in people is that there is hope. Now, my son very well started out not speaking. My sons not only speak, they sing, dance, play instruments. They're straight A&B students. And that's because I didn't treat my children like they had a disorder. I treated them like normal kids, you know. And so, you know, the thing is that it's very hard. What I'm trying to do is educate people. I'm trying to teach them also not to hide their kids away. I have a program called Take Autism to the Mall, Take Autism to the whatever I come up with. I have invites, and I work through Parents Helping Parents organization as well. And I actually go out with a crown and banner. You know, they call me the Autism Queen because I go out. I will shop with them. I will teach them how to manage their the situation. A lot of them have no clue about what to do if your child is what's called stimming. They do repetitive things, and it's called how to soothe them. A lot of people have no clue, and you don't get a lot of hope when the child is diagnosed. Like, I asked, well, have you heard of anybody, you know, the child growing out of this or all these questions? They basically gave me no hope. Actually, they were very rude, and it was very heartbreaking. But you know what? I vowed to, that was the last time I shed tears over my son's having autism. And so I just prayed a lot. And, you know, I got out there and I vowed to whoever I can help, whatever it is, educating them, showing them where to go to get help, to get aid, then I vowed to do that. Whether I'm wearing my crown and banner or not, I've been out there creating. My sons now work with me. We're having they call it swagism with autism. So they created.
That's what your sons call it?
Yeah. And they go out, one of my sons tries to rap and all this and dance, and they show them what they can do. And sometimes just seeing it. Like, I put myself as a queen of action that speaks a lot of words, you know. I said, you know, hey, I can now, my sons are 14 years old, you know, and they're awesome boys. I mean, you know, what's so sad is this. But I want to tell you this important fact. You know, I can quote a lot of, like I tell people, I can quote 1,000 statistics to you, but people at the end of the day want to know that there's hope with autism. Because, you know, it affects 1 out of 68 kids have autism. And it's a shame. One out of 42 of them are boys. And, you know, what's bad is that there are the children that are getting the short end of the stick are the girls, because there's only 1 out of 189 that are girls that have autism. But the thing is this, they pass off the girls as just being slow, a lot of them. So they're not getting the proper education that they need and all the skill sets. They're missing them because they put them in school and they have autism. Oh, and there's one of my sons now. So, I mean, it's a process, and what I'm doing with my crown, I have new innovative ways of wearing autism coming up with karaoke for autism. My sister's a karaoke DJ as well, so we're raising money. We've raised $2,000 so far on our own in about 4 weeks' time. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, a Special Olympics just for the autistic kids. So we have so much going on, Tanisha. You see, my son talks a lot. He's asking for everything right now.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I honestly talk a lot too.
It's okay. Listen, I welcome them talking and singing, because when they started,
absolutely,
I tell you, they haven't stopped. But it's
absolutely,
you know, it's a condition that's ongoing, and I just feel that if more people can see the positive side, you know, to having their children have autism and not feel like it's a failure, then, you know, I'm your queen, because I don't care. I'm going to go out, even if I have to go to their home. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
If someone
let me just applaud you first for what you're doing and the reason behind your passion. Because to hear as a mom, and any of us that have children, it's not something that you really want to hear, that something is going on with your child. I know for me, with my son, he was 9 months and couldn't breathe. And so, of course, we're frantic and run around and we take him to the doctor and find out that he has asthma. So then we have to go through these things. But I applaud you for educating yourself and then taking that information and feeding it to the masses and then creating hope. Because when people look at, now as far as autism, I've come in contact, there's a friend of mine that lives in Pittsburgh, and I'm in Atlanta now, but she lives in Pittsburgh, and her son has autism, and I've never seen him speak, but he could draw really good, and all these things, so very gifted. And I've never seen, you know, an autism child speak. I know for her to see your boys would be so hopeful, you know, so much hope in that.
Wow.
Were you saying something?
That's okay. Oh, that was my son.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a delay in our connection, so I apologize. If that happens with any of you guys, I don't want it to sound like I'm speaking over you. But as far as the autism awareness and your platform, again, to be a mom, to keep working with them and teach them and treat them even as if they, you know what, you're still gifted. You are who God created you to be. There is no lack in God, so there's no lack in you, and I'm going to pull every gift out of you. And then to make other people aware of that is just phenomenal. So I applaud your platform, because as moms, we don't want to hear, you know, I didn't want to hear that my son had asthma, but if someone came along to say, okay, you can do X, Y, Z, and this will make it better, and this is how you cope with that, and this is how, you know, it's phenomenal that you do that. And to be a queen of action, you can see just the fact that you go out without the banner lets us know that this is not about that for you. You'll do it with or without a crown. So that's phenomenal. Thank you so much, Samantha, for your platform.
Thank you.
And for what you do. Mm-hmm. So I want to talk to you guys about the Miss Plus America pageant system and how you got connected with that. We know that the competition is coming up at the end of the month, and I'm super excited. I'm so excited. And I hope you guys are as well. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. Do I still have all of my ladies with us?
I'm here.
All of my queens? Okay, good. So, Amelia, since it's been a minute since we heard from you, how did you hear about the pageant, and as far as Miss Plus America, how did you hear about the pageant, and what has it done? Tell us what it's done to change your life or to pull that purpose out of you. Was it the fact
Initially, I heard about it just researching Plus pageants and Plus modeling. And I got involved in 2012 when I was Miss Lafourche Parish. And then I got back into it late last year by Googling. And so far it's enabled me to bring up my self-esteem and really come out of the box and not be shy about talking to people and discussing my personal issues and just bringing other people up and being positive in the community.
That is good. That's amazing. It's good that it's out there and it's making a change. So you've already been into pageantry then. And I know we have other things that we're doing outside of the pageant. Like you, Jatea. Oh my goodness, your bio was so long and so lengthy and rich and juicy. She is so busy. Oh my goodness. I was like, this bio is on fire. But I saw in your bio that you are also a model and you do some other things too. So how did you get into, with so many things that you have going on, how did you get into the pageant system with Miss Plus America?
Well, a queen from another system kind of told me a little bit about it. I never had even heard about plus-size pageantry, and as a plus-size model, I'm always looking for ways to get myself more exposure. I have a great agency, and my manager, she gives me tons of auditions and lots of jobs. I just got word that I booked another national commercial today, so she is on point at getting me jobs.
Yay.
But when I heard about, you know, the plus-size pageantry, I'm like, oh, this would be a great opportunity for me to, you know, help promote myself. I'm always about self-promotion. That way, you know, you can kind of have your destiny in your own hands. But then once I got into the pageantry, I realized that it's so much more than just being pretty and, you know, you have to bring more to the plate than just, you know, your looks. So, you know, I went in for a certain reason, but coming out is something totally different.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's awesome that your mindset shifted. I'll say that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to do pageantry. When someone told me about this, I was like, no. You know, because I thought it was just about being cute and pretty and, you know, having a crown. And I'm like, I'm not really into all of that. You know, I've been through too much to just sit up and smile and do. No, it's a lot. It's a story behind us as women, and it's a story behind us as queens. And I love the fact that it shifted your mindset, because it did the same thing for me, just on the flip side of it. I didn't want to do it because I thought it was just about that. So I think it's awesome that everything has changed. And I love your platform and what you stand for. So Miss Peoples, tell us how you got to Miss Plus America and what it's actually done for you as far as pulling that greatness out of you.
Well, one of the ladies that I modeled with last year, because I started modeling just last year, and her name is Sierra Turner.
Okay.
She was Miss Alabama Plus for last year. And
yes,
she asked me,
her.
She said, yeah, she walked up to me at the model call. Well, one of the other things after the model call, she said, you ever done a pageant? And I was like, no. And even at the model call, the first thing that the lady said to me when I walked, she said, you ever done a pageant? And I was like, no, D, no. She said, you ever thought about it? I said, no. And so I went home. But when Tierra kept asking and kept asking, she said, I think you would do really good. And I said, well, you know what? I talked to my husband. I said, I never know if I don't try it, because I wanted to do modeling. Here it is. Wanted to do it at 18. At 42, God gave it to me. So I'm like, okay, then never be a failure but a try. And got into it. Got the first crown in December. Then messed around and won state. Baby, when y'all see the video and the pictures,
I was
them
there.
Tears are absolute. Baby, it wasn't nobody but me and the Lord in the center of that stage, because I said, Lord, look at you. I was not expecting that, and people think I'm playing when I say I expected to place, but I did not expect to win. That was totally unexpected to get that state crown.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, okay, God, if you brought me here, then there's got to be something
yes.
about it. But it's up to
yes.
me to figure out what it is. But in the midst of that, talking to other people, or people seeing me in my crown and banner, because Mr. Bailey told me, he said, if you really want to be challenged, to be able to talk on the spot, walk in anywhere with your crown and sash on. And I've done that. See, hey, you know, how do I get into this? Ladies are like, oh, I don't have the confidence you have. And I stop right there and tell them, yes, you do. You got to get in that mirror,
mm-hmm.
and you got to talk to yourself. You got to tell you
yes.
that you're beautiful, because if you don't think it, nobody else will think it. You have to lift you up, starting from when God gives you that breath and you wake up first thing in the morning. You start
yes.
praising him, but you make sure that you love on you. And just doing that alone will draw you. The energy you give off, the confidence you give off will draw people. So that's how
yes.
you just keep stepping, keep going in the right direction,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I've done. I used to be quiet in high school.
Wow.
Me too. I'm a mouthpiece. I'm a mouthpiece now, and it's more so a mouthpiece for trying to get people to understand. Don't let what your past mistakes were dictate who you are in your future. Don't let that hold you back
mm-hmm.
from stepping into
right.
God's greatness, because, as you said before, he'll use anybody. He'll use some of the worst people to turn around with
mm-hmm.
an anointing and just blow you away. So coming out of left field, like I say, I on my Instagram, I put hashtag unconventional trucker and queen, because that's the truth. I'm an unconventional trucker, because people ain't seen a trucker that do beauty pageants. I'm an unconventional queen, because see, I am driving an 18-wheeler coming from the streets, but I'm hanging with the ranks of the rest of these beautiful women. So it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, it's a double-edged sword that I get.
Amen.
That God has given me, because I can talk mm-hmm. to somebody from the streets and pull them in. But at the same
yes.
time, he's given me enough knowledge. I can be ever so eloquent, and I can speak, and I can enunciate, and I can matriculate right down through that conversation and pull you in. So
mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. It's nothing but an
I
open door.
I love it.
That thing is rooted in me.
It
is, my platform is my life. I can't tell people that enough. And now that it's out there, I'm going full
mm-hmm.
steam ahead. Anybody I can grab a hold to, anybody I can bring along this
mm-hmm.
ride, I'm bringing them. I'm bringing
yes.
them.
Yes. Yes. That is so phenomenal. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I love it. So, Samantha, we're back around to you. Like, what actually... How did you find out about Miss Plus America, and what has it done to actually change your life or to pull that greatness out of you?
Wow. You know, I have been in pageants. I started pageants when I was 13 years old and have a number of titles. But I have to tell you, the Miss Plus America system is the first system that I have experienced this outstanding women. I tell you that, I have to give the glory to these women are phenomenal. And the support, I mean, the elegance of this pageant and the, wow, it's like there's no words for what I've experienced so far. I don't know if that was a phone.
Yeah, I think we're all okay.
I hadn't done a pageant in probably maybe 8 years or so, and a friend, one girl I know, she called me up. She said, "You know, I saw this ad for a Miss Plus America." I was like, "Well, what's that?" She goes, "Well, I don't know. You should check it out." I said, "Girl, I haven't done a pageant in years." So she's like, "Yeah, but you were just, that's you. You know, I had been so involved with working with my kids with autism and on my platform before I got in the pageant." So I looked it up online and I saw it looked so beautiful, and I started talking to people about the organization, and they had nothing but good things to say. And so, you know, I took a leap of the faith. I stepped out on faith, and I contacted the pageant and became Mrs. Northern California, and then I did the state pageant, and I won the state, and then I turned around and won the Supreme. I was like, oh, my goodness. Okay. It was funny because when I got crowned, they came out. I said, well, isn't that it? You know, I came out with the robe and everything. I said, oh, my. It's so, I thought, but you know what? My director is phenomenal. I met the national director, Mr. Bailey. Mm-hmm. He was so awesome. He's so awesome, and he just made everything so exciting. Just to hear him talk, his words were just priceless about the organization, and you could tell that he cares so much. He told us the story about how he's done it for his sister, and that was very touching, and just to know that he's put so much of himself in it. And then he leads by example, honey. manifestation. He's a really beautiful person. He's working hard. I commend him and what he's doing.
I don't know if all the queens have had the chance to meet Mr. Bailey, but if you haven't, of course you will at the national competition. And he's so passionate about this pageant, and he's so passionate about us as full-figure women having a voice. To hear his testimony, and hopefully he'll give it if nobody has heard, you know, if there are people here that haven't heard it, but to hear his testimony about his sisters and to see what, you know, they went through as far as pageants and stuff, and then he himself going so far in the pageant realm as a man and what he did in pageantry is just amazing. And I love to connect with people that are passionate about what they do, because once you get somebody that's passionate about their purpose and they enjoy doing it, you're going to get the best and excellence. And so that's what I'm hearing as far as your platforms, all of the queens that are here. I want to hop on and talk to our sister Megan, because we haven't heard from her and she's back with us. So, Megan, if you can hear me, say something to me, Queenie. Can you hear me?
Hello, dear. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello, everyone.
So, we've done some talking about platforms and things like that, and we didn't get a chance to hear what CASA is really all about. We know from, you know, what you share that it is for foster children, and so that you can be a voice and advocate for them. But tell us about that platform and what drove you to that. Was it specifically your little sister that did that?
Yes, ma'am. My parents, I always ask for a little sister, a little brother all my life. I'm the baby of the family.
well, was the baby of the family for a very long time. And it wasn't until the age 22 when my parents decided, hey, we're going to adopt one. And we adopted an infant and a five-year-old, and now they're my little sisters. They've been with us for a while. I love them. But just to see the experience of the different children, that not only did my parents adopt, but they're foster parents as well. So they have many children that come in and out of the home, and it's just sad to see the situations that they go through, and the children are so strong because they deal with so much at such young ages. And CASA, which is C-A-S-A, it's called CASA, is an organization where it's people that volunteer their time that become a voice for these children in foster care, where they meet with social workers, the children's attorneys, and the judges, and make recommendations based on their life. And I'm basically personally indebted to it because I am the intern right now this summer. I've worked with them several months before this actual summer, and I meet with a lot of whenever we have foster children in the home, I meet with their CASA workers as well. So I really enjoy it. I love spreading awareness about this, my platform, because, again, like I said, it affects me personally, and I've seen the effects with foster care and children. So I'm passionate about children. I'm passionate about my platform, and I'm here to spread it around the world.
That is so awesome, and thank you for what you do. I love everybody's platform. I just love anybody that's living on purpose. And as far as CASA, I thank God. My mother died when I was 15, and so I was 15. Here's somebody. Yeah, my mother died when I was 15, and my younger sister was 13. I shared earlier that she was a cutter, and then my older sister at the time was 17. But glory to God, we didn't have to go into a foster home. However, I will say, as a child, there was no love like my mother's. You know, I still miss it and thought about what it would be like to shop with her, and what it would be like to cook with her, and what it would be like for her to see my children, even as a woman. So the fact that you're an advocate for children that, you know, are missing that, or even may feel like, okay, well, why was I given away, you know, in the case where some of them may have just been put up for adoption or whatever the case may be. You can clearly see just from hearing your testimony that it seems that your family was just called to this. So tell us about the Miss Plus America pageant, and that was the last thing we talked about. How did you find out about it, and then how has it actually impacted your life, you know, for the better? Because I believe we met last year, but go ahead and tell me, how did you start with Miss Plus America?
Yes, ma'am, I did compete last year. I found out about Miss Plus America because I was into modeling. I actually moved to Atlanta last year, and I was like, well, I think I can do pageantry. I think I'm girly enough. And I contacted Miss Melissa, who was the director then, and she was like, well, Louisiana don't have a state pageant, but if you want the title, it's yours. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the perfect experience for me. But I didn't have any pageant experience, so I was a little nervous. So I just said, you know what, I didn't make it last year. I'll go again for it this year, and I'm ready. Pageantry has taught me so much. When I say I have met so many amazing people through just having a title, I think about it all the time, and I talk about it to people, because I would have never thought in a million years that I would ever have done a pageant. And to do a pageant and meet so many great people, I'm speaking all the time. I'm doing this for this charity, and it's not only my platform, but I'm working in so many different areas, and I just love it because of my passion. Besides children, I just love helping people. So to get the opportunity to continue to do what I feel my purpose is, I absolutely love that. And MPA is giving me all those opportunities to meet so many great people.
Wow, that's amazing. So your testimony about the pageant is amazing, too. Oh, I'm so excited. I cannot wait to meet everybody that I haven't met, and to just hug you guys. Like, we have to connect. So tell me quickly, let's talk quickly about the pageant and what's coming up. Is everybody excited? Because I'm, like, super excited.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. And I think the experience last year with the pageant, because I competed last year as well, and just really, like, learning the dance routine to the outing to everything, it's going to be so much fun. And just the fact that we're all at a hotel, I mean, it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I can't wait. And so,
knowing, you know, some of our itinerary and what we're going to be doing, let's go down the line quickly because we've got about 5 minutes left. Tell me what you guys are most excited about. So what are you most excited about, Ms. Peoples? What do you want? What is it that you can't wait to do or see when you get to the pageant? I'm not sure whose connection that is, but.
I don't know. I'm excited about just meeting other ladies. Like, so my thing, I always like to hear other people's stories because there's something that you get to pull from everybody that you meet. When you hear them, whether it boosts your faith or give you what you need or just give you that oomph just to get over for the moment, it's always something that you can learn. And as long as you remain teachable, that's the best way to go ever. And I'm just looking to see what everybody's going to be bringing, what everybody's stories are. And just love on my sisters and have my sisters love on me.
That's good. So, Samantha, what do you want to tell us quickly? What are you most excited about?
Oh, wow. Well, number one, I'm just excited about meeting everybody. I love meeting people. I'm a people person. And especially being an entertainer, I'm looking forward to dancing, though. You know, I made that little audition thing. So I'm going to get my groove on.
Wait till we learn the dance. It is so much fun. Esther is going to be so much fun while we're practicing. So, because she's so passionate about the dance and making the routines up. And you can see that even in the videos that she sent. Like, I love it. I love it. So that's cool. So, Amelia, what are you most excited about?
Well, being a wardrobe and hairstylist, I'm excited about seeing all the beautiful clothes and hair and makeup. I'm going to be really honest with y'all. That's just what I'm excited about. I'm very passionate about fashion. And just I like meeting people and talking to people as well. You guys will see a great personality. So, yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Good. Okay. Dr. Zatea. I love saying that.
I know.
What are you most excited about?
Well, you know, I just feel like in life, there are no coincidences, and God lines things up perfectly to how they're supposed to be. So what I'm most excited about is whatever God wants me to get out of this experience.
Okay, that's good. And Miss Megan, what are you most excited about?
I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of people that I didn't go into the pageant thinking, okay, I'm going to meet some people that I'm really friends with. And that's exactly what happened. I know I was going to meet a lot of great women, but I didn't think we were going to have phone conversations and stuff afterwards. And I can honestly say I have friends now that I met last year, and I'm so excited to meet new friends because it's amazing women. And how can you not be friends with amazing women? You have to have amazing women on your team.
Right.
So I'm excited to meet all of you and everyone else that's not even on this call. I'm just excited to see everyone.
Well, good. That is awesome. So we have about 90 seconds left. I can't wait to meet you guys. I will say from experience and from doing the pageant last year, I love the PJ party. I love the dinner. And this time we have that 70s thing, so I'm super excited about that because I love just exciting stuff. I can't wait to hear everybody's stories and just to form that true sisterhood. When we get ready to go out on stage, that we check each other out and make sure that strings aren't hanging and everybody's hair is on point because we really care. It goes deeper than a competition. So since we've come to the end of our hour, I do want to thank all of our listeners for listening to the Smart Hour. Again, I'm your sister, Tanisha Smart. We also want to thank our great guests tonight, the queens of the Miss Plus America Pageant 2015. They shared so much great insight on their heartfelt passions and why they are competing. Please be sure to join us next week on the Smart Hour at 7 p.m. You will not want to miss the time that the Smart Hour will add to your life. Have a good night, Queen.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night. Everybody.
Good night.
See ya.
Oh, so